Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Lewis Jewelers, where Ann Arbor gets engaged and the rest of us get our jewelry. I walk around every day with a ring, my wedding band made by Lewis specifically for me. And when I wear my citizen watch, that's from Lewis Jewelers as well. My wife wears two or three things I got her at Lewis on any given day. Her engagement ring, her wedding band, her Sporty Movado watch, all from Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store. My dad wanted a new watch. I sent him to Lewis. Keith and the team there didn't have exactly what my dad wanted, so they went out and they found it for him, brought it into the store, because they get you what you want, what you need, and nothing more. And that also goes along with the fact that there is no pressure while you're there, because the Lewis team does not work on commission again. They get you what you want, what you need, and nothing more. They're open Monday through Saturday. You can give them a call at 734-994-5111. You can visit them at 2000 West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, and they are always online at lewisjewelers.com. Great place for Father's Day gifts, high school graduations, and more. Lewis Jewelers, proud supporter of Michigan athletics. We continue our Michigan Baseball Alumni Hour. Dan Seeger is in studio with us for the entire hour, and he helped put this all together. These are his guests that he helped bring on with us, including our final guest here this hour. Dan, why don't you take the honors and introduce our final guest?
Okay. Fred Erdman was an outfielder from Warren, Michigan. He was a sweet-swinging left-handed hitter. He won the Big Ten batting title in 1983, and fast forward about 35 years, and Fred became a grandfather. Was it 10 days ago, Freddie? 2 weeks ago, something like that?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ira. It was on June 2nd at 12:06 a.m. Our grandson Declan Smith joined us a little early. He was a few days under 32 weeks, but he's doing fantastic, and he will be coming home tomorrow. So it's an exciting time for us.
And Fred was in the Tigers organization for several years, right, Freddie?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it several.
Several weeks?
Long enough for them to say it's time for you to get a new job.
But you had a great Michigan baseball career, and that's the most important part, right, Fred?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was an experience that obviously everyone you've heard from today, I mean, this is something that just sticks with you for a lifetime. Loved every minute of my time at Michigan. There were unbelievable highs. There were some lows as well. The Christian Bullock ball going on when he dropped that fly ball brought back a memory I had early on as a freshman. We were in the regionals at playing Central, and guy on second base and a ball gets hit out to me in left field, and I come running in. I'm going to gun this guy out at home, and I scoop up with my glove, and there's nothing in it. I had to make a run all the way to the warning track, pick that ball up, and run it back in. Fortunately, we still won the regional and made it to the World Series. But I can relate to Christian Bullock. But
well, not the first time. So not the first time in left field that the team had to overcome to advance to the next round. But you guys both advanced. So that's the most important part: is survive in advance and putting those mistakes behind you. So the same question that we've asked the other guys that have come on, and Dan talked about this as well, is you've been watching this run. You watched them go out to Corvallis and win. You watched them at the Super Regional out in L.A. As a Michigan baseball alum, the emotions, the thoughts, the memories that flood back to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just fantastic to watch. And the thing is, as a former player, you know everything that has gone into them getting to this point. The practices, the indoor practices. I mean, we used to have these indoor practices at Oosterbahn Fieldhouse, and on Wednesdays they called them middle distance at the end of the practice. We called them middle depth. They were 330-yard sprints. You'd start at an end zone line, you'd run all around the corners of the field, and then end at the 30-yard line. And you had four groups. Everybody had based on speed, everybody in your group had to make time. If one person didn't, then everybody ran again. And, you know, these guys all have done those types of things behind the scenes that not everybody is aware of. And they've worked super hard. And to see them have the success that they're having is just, it warms your heart. And especially with Jimmy Kerr and, you know, Derek being a good friend of all of us, to see him really have some struggles through his first 3 years, and then to get to a point his senior year to just really peak at the absolute best moment to peak is just amazing. And we're so happy for the team and for Jimmy. And you know, at this point, they're one of eight teams left, right? They've got, to me, as good a chance as anybody to win this thing. I mean, they've taken down the top team in the entire tournament. There's no reason why they can't take care of business out in Omaha.
Yeah, and looking, Fred, looking back at 83, I mean, while we did come in third and got beat, knocked out by a really good Texas team, tell me that we don't think today that we, if a break went here or there, we'd have beaten Texas and maybe. But, you know, you look back and shoulda, woulda, coulda, but we never felt that outmatched in Omaha, especially in 83.
Absolutely not. I mean, had Mike Brumley, the shortstop from Texas, not golfed, I think it was a 2 or 3 run homer when we were playing Texas in the semifinals, I think we'd have had a chance to win the whole thing. We had a roster full of many major leaguers, including one Hall of Famer, Barry Larkin. But we had Chris Sabo at third, Barry Larkin at short. We had Scott Kamenicki pitching. Rich Stoll, who didn't make the major leagues because of an arm injury, but he had unbelievable talent.
And he was a first round. He was the highest round draft pick that year. I mean, for
us, he was the highest round draft pick, right? And you know, virtually everybody in that starting lineup played at the minimum minor league ball, and many of them major league careers. So, everybody on that team thinks that they could have won the whole thing had a few breaks gone the right way.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
How unique is that experience in Omaha as compared to maybe some of the other baseball experiences that you guys have had?
Oh, it's just the energy and everything being done absolutely first class. You're so excited. I mean, you have this goal set at the beginning of the year, and when you actually get there, the tough thing is to just calm yourself down enough to play the games. And it can be a little different. I know for me as an outfielder, it was different because when you're playing during the season, if somebody hits a fly ball to you, well, that ball goes above the stands and it's in you're seeing the sky as the background. Well, when you get to a big stadium, Rosenblatt at the time was high enough that, of course, any sort of low to mid fly ball coming out to left field, it never leaves the stands. So you have to fight seeing it through the crowd, which is something, I mean, once people get to the level of a pro when they're doing that in stadiums every day, well, that's, they get used to it. But when you haven't done that all the time and then all of a sudden you see that different background, that can be a little bit difficult.
You know, another thing that was different, Freddie, too, about back then compared to now, we only had a spring trip at the beginning of the year where we actually traveled far. We went to Florida. There was a convergence of teams down there, mostly the native teams down there. We played Miami. We played some of the other teams down there. But we played Nebraska when we went to Texas. But when we went to Omaha, we saw teams that we only heard about, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Texas. Those were all kind of foreign to us, Fred, back then because we never went west of Minnesota, west of the big westernmost Big Ten teams to play. So, but now they go, you know, they make 5 different trips, which is great because they really get, like, for instance, they're going to play Texas Tech this first game. They played 3 against Texas Tech early this year in Lubbock. So back then it was like there were some. You know, it was a convergence of a lot of teams that hadn't seen each other before. So that made it especially interesting and exciting. So
that's right. They get invaluable experience going on those multiple trips where Like you said, when we were down in Florida, when we were, was that sophomore year, we played against Miami. They were number one ranked, and I think we were number two.
Yeah.
That was a huge game. But we didn't have as many of those big games real early in the season as they have now.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, before we let you go, same thing that I asked Ken and Jeff, where are you going to be watching the World Series?
Well, with my new grandson coming home, I will be at home, but I will be watching. If they, as Kenny mentioned, if they happen to make it down to the finals, then maybe I have to just find a way to get there. But initially, I'll be at home. It's kind of a special Father's Day weekend, and for me, sure. I guess Grandfather's Day weekend with my new grandson coming home.
Well, the only thing Declan knows is Michigan is a College World Series baseball team. He knows nothing else about Michigan baseball. That's all he's ever experienced is Michigan going to this level. So see if we can't maybe get a few more wins for that little boy, and you guys can celebrate with him and enjoy that. Congratulations to you and your family. Happy Father's Day to you and to your family as well. And go Blue. Thank you for your time.
Give it some time. We'll brainwash Declan. Right, Fred?
Oh, yeah. I'll teach him how to hit the curveball, and we'll get him to Ann Arbor and see how he does.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Freddie, thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Go Blue.
All right. Go Blue. And Dan, I can't thank you enough. Fred Erdman, Jeff Jacobson, Ken Howard, Derek Kerr. These guys, you put out the call.
This was a labor of love, Ira.
And so I want to thank Dave Knight, who is a mutual friend. And Dave suggested that I reach out to you.
One of my favorite men of all time, Dave Knight.
Yeah. So he suggested that I reach out to you. And I'm glad that I did, because this has been an awesome hour.
This is a stellar hour. I mean, let's just put it out there. This is
stellar,
good word.
Well, I mean, I wasn't around when Michigan made it to the World Series last time around. I wasn't even a thought at that point, you know? I was born in 86. I mean, this is something.
I think you just made Dan feel
I'm sorry,
old.
Dan, but I mean, like, this is awesome, you know, to hear, you know, all the former players come on. This is great. I love this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And we're going to continue our baseball conversation throughout the rest of the week. And coming up on Friday, we're going to talk to Ray Kaufman. And apparently we have to ask about a Euchre game now that's been going on all season long that Derek Kerr was telling us about. But Ray Kaufman, father of Carl. Brian Criswell, father of Jeff. Perk Weisenberger, father of Jack. Plus a guy that came shortly after you with the Michigan baseball program. We're going to talk 9:30 Friday morning with the great Jim Abbott here.
Hey, thanks for letting me into Sam's world just for a couple minutes.
There you go. Sam won't actually be here, but we will let him into Sam's world. We'll talk to Jim Abbott on Friday here as well. So we're going to continue to celebrate Michigan baseball all week, and for that matter, into next week, because they're going to play Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then they play Monday in Game 2, either at 2 or at 7, and we hope it's at 7. Right, Dan?
Yep.
Absolutely. Darn right. Thank you for your time. Okay. Appreciate it. And it's been a lot of fun. Step aside, take a break. The Midweek Peak with Steve Clark comes up here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.